Across the country, schools for children of all ages are reopening. Asian American families are struggling with making a decision whether to send their children back into classrooms. Their concern is based on increasing anti-Asian behavior. A Chinese American mother in a town outside Boston is sending her sons to in-person classes this month. Earlier, another student made a racist, slanted eyes movement with his hands to one of the boys. In the Dallas area, a Korean-American family is keeping their middle school-aged child in online classes for the rest of the year. They made the decision after they saw a question filled with racist Chinese stereotypes on one of her tests.
Asian American students have the highest rates of at-home learning more than a year after the coronavirus pandemic closed school buildings. Earlier this month, the federal government released a report that found just 15% of Asian American 9 to 10-year-olds were attending classes in person as of February. More than half of white children that age are attending in person. Those rates appear to be rising in some cities, but are still far lower than those of Black, Latino, and white students. Sacramento, Boston, and Chicago public schools, for example, expect that about 33% of Asian American students will return to in-person classes this month. In comparison, they expect some 70% of white students to return.
In Quincy, a small town near Boston, Pim Horrigan said she and her husband have struggled with their decision to keep their 8-year-old son home this year. Horrigan said she has never really considered racism a threat to her family, even though the Asian American population of the town has grown to 25%, and there are some racial problems in the community. She is worried about exposing her household, including her aged parents and her 2 young children, to COVID-19. "We've taken so many precautions," she said. "Why would we drop our guard now, with just a few weeks left?"
Anti-Asian behavior has affected many Asian American children. A September report by Stop AAPI Hate found that about 25% of Asian American children said they had experienced discrimination. That includes spoken words, social shunning, and physical attacks during the pandemic. Concerns about virus spread and rising racism are reasons for the in-person learning differences. Peter Kiang is director of Asian American Studies at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. He says that at-home learning is often a better choice for many Asian families who live in multi-generational households. These ethnic-defined support systems have been operating for more than a year already, while parents are out working long hours, Kiang said.
It is important to note that many Asian Americans live in and around large cities like Boston. "Schools there have just begun to reopen," said Robert Teranishi. He is a professor of education and Asian American studies at the University of California, Los Angeles. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, more than 30% of public school students are from Asian families, and there is no plan for the return of students 12 and older. Grace Hu is a 16-year-old in Sharon, Massachusetts. She has been learning at home all school year. She found it easy to decide to go back to in-person classes later this month. "I'm feeling trapped at home," Hu said. "I just want to see my classmates again." Meanwhile, in Needham, Massachusetts, Denise Chan said she is not concerned about placing her three young sons back in classes full-time in recent weeks, even after the slanted eyes incident. She said her son talked with his teacher about the racist comment. His teacher had the other student apologize, and she promised to talk about racism in the classroom. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Katie Weaver.